You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios for hour number three, local, state, national. Man, we cover down all the issues, and yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, now it is time for my favorite segment of every single week. We get together with two people who do a lot in the background to make everything on this show work, and they also have opinions, and they're pretty good at sharing them. I happen to know, despite the fact that he has had the luxury of hearing other people's opinions today, that Boomer actually had some opinions before he walked in the door because he shared them with me earlier on.
But I bet he did.
That being said, it's time for Boomer and McQueen. All right. And the lovely McQueen is in studio. How you doing?
I am doing lovely. Thank you.
Well, you are the lovely McQueen, so there you go.
Well, I'm just going to say that I was not thinking I was going to watch the debate last night, because let me be honest, how many debates have I ever watched? And I will say only like two, because I actually attended two presidential debates when they were at Belmont University.
So I did not know that.
But did I listen?
Probably not. But last night was a different story.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was.
All right, so then I got to ask then, so if you weren't really gamey for it at first, whose idea was it to turn it on first?
It was not mine. I'm just kidding. I'll just say it was not mine. I could have turned on a preseason football game and been okay, but...
He like walked in the door and I was like, Hulu's not working. I'm trying to watch the debate.
I was like, oh, yeah, let's watch it.
But then you got sucked in, didn't
then
you?
I got sucked in, yeah.
All right. So then... Okay, well then, hey, what? Let's just jump right in. I want to hear y'all's insights.
We were hoping that's what you were going to ask.
All right, so I've asked everybody else the same question, so I'll start off with this for y'all. So the elephant not in the room, which I thought was a great one-liner that that Brett Baer from Fox had last night. The elephant not in the room was Trump. He could have been on the stage. He was not on the stage. Was it the right thing? Was it good that he wasn't there, or is it not good that he wasn't there? Who's first?
Well, I think it was...
Apparently her.
I guess so.
I guess when I first heard he wasn't going to be there, I was a little unsure of it and thought that was odd. But, like, in retrospect, and also when you think back to how the debates went last time around, yeah, and, like, what a train wreck that was. And obviously, and, like, I'm a huge Trump fan, but, like, it was hard to watch and hurt your ears, like, because of the fighting and the bickering. It was so ridiculous on both sides.
Yeah.
And I think the way it went last night, like, I guess because of that, and the way he had an interview with Carlson, I think that was actually kind of a... It's like he didn't have something to go out there and prove. We know what he can do. We know what he's capable of. We know what sort of, you know, what his policies are and what, you know, his campaign is. It's just the whole what's going on right now in Georgia and everything that we're like, it's so interesting. I mean, everything about it. But I actually think it was probably a good thing that he wasn't there.
So for this one, okay that he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think it wasn't going to hurt him by any means not being there.
What are you thinking?
Him. To start off with, I really loved the question they asked when they said the elephant not in the room, and they wanted to see whose hand would come up to support Trump.
I loved watching that part.
And yeah, I believe, was it Sparky that brought that up?
Yeah,
someone brought that up, yeah, and I was like, man, he took what I was going to say. if we, you know, so, but I love seeing that, and I love seeing their reactions to it. Mm-hmm. But to your question, do you want me to answer if I was Trump or if just a single citizen?
Both. How about that?
If I was Trump, I'm like, I did the right thing.
Okay.
Well, one, because he already had a plan. His plan was to go on with Tucker Carlson and get 230 million views.
Yeah. So, is that what it ended up being?
We're at 230.
It's over 230.
I didn't know that.
Right,
yeah,
now.
I saw that, and it was like almost 50 million in 20 after the first 20 minutes.
Oh,
that's
insane. So did he need to be there?
No.
In his eyes, no, because he's going to get more views somewhere else, and still people... Are his points going to go down or whatever they say in political world? No. He probably went up.
Okay.
And then on the flip side of it for him, because of everything going on today, you know, yeah, I think it's completely fine on his part. On a single citizen part, would I like to see him there? I'm indifferent. I would like to see him there at a debate.
Yes.
I don't care if it's every single one. I don't care if it's the last one. Mm-hmm. But I would like to see him there eventually.
Well, and I think the Trump supporters don't care.
They don't
care.
That's
not going to make an issue.
His true base.
Yes, but to win some people over, I think, like what
you
said.
I think eventually. But like the first, because I go back at kind of what Jeff Poore was saying. Are people going to remember this first debate? Probably not, but it's great for the other people to have a voice in these first couple of debates, because if Trump was there, they would not.
And then that's the point that I made earlier, too, is that I think the beneficiaries of his absence were, in fact, the people who were on the stage, because they didn't have to stand in his shadow. They didn't have to raise their hand about that question with him standing right there, you know, awkward. But, you know, so I do think it wound up working out. But I don't think he can do that every time. Mm-mm. Certainly not. I think I would hope he'd be at the next one.
Right.
All right. Let's do this then. Let's switch gears. Let's talk about who was on the stage. You watched it last night. What were the points where you're like, oh, that was really good. That person shone. I didn't expect that. Or they did the right things for this. And then what were the ones where you're like, why are you on the stage? Who are you and why are you here?
I didn't think that about anyone.
This may take up the rest of the time. Okay. I'll start. She'll go. Then I'll come back. Then she'll go. Okay. So let's see here. So to be completely honest, I didn't know half of them. I mean, not half of them. A few of them.
The world doesn't know half of them.
So I didn't know half of them.
We started making up nicknames for everybody because that's what we do. But
do you know which one was Willy Wonka?
That had to be Burgum. Yeah. I thought he looked like Willy Wonka.
But good. Honestly, that's all I thought.
Burgum, okay. We started calling him Willy Wonka, but, you know, then he was like for the people, for the country folk. You know, I was like,
he grew on me. Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of grew on me.
He threw me a small town.
He threw me a Willy Wonka chocolate bar. So I loved it. I started liking him. But the one that I did not like at all, and this was just, I did not like Chris Christie.
the angry man.
The angry man. I just thought he was trying way too hard.
Get off my grass.
To relate in some way, maybe, or not relate. I don't know. He was just saying, I've done this, and you can like it or not. I mean, I guess that's partly what Trump does, too. But just the way he portrayed himself, I was not a big fan on that.
All right, McQueen, so highs and lows, what'd you think?
Yeah, well, I was definitely in the boat of I did not know half of them. Like, I knew what some of them looked like. Some of them I did not know what they looked like, including the Willy Wonka guy. He just made me laugh. But, like, I really hadn't listened to a whole bunch. Like, I recently had heard things from Vivek, and I've been impressed with things he said, but I hadn't really seen him hold his own like that or, like, in that sort of setting. I thought he impressed me.
Okay.
I really hadn't heard that much from Nikki Haley. I mean, I hear things here and there, but I felt a lot more confident in her, hearing her, just from a lot of her viewpoints. I mean, then there's some things with everyone you don't agree with, but she was definitely a front runner to me. And, you know, I really like Ron DeSantis, and I think what he did during all with COVID and everything and in Florida has been remarkable and was such a leader.
I thought he was scripted, too scripted.
He was very scripted,
He was definitely, well, so was Ramaswamy.
So was Ramaswamy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, the way that he said it, I mean, like, okay, you're looking at a person that spent a lot of time with people in, like, show business and doing those things.
They have very
rehearsed
lines.
And you can tell
lines.
When it's, like, scripted and he's, like, almost reading from a line versus scripted and genuine.
Okay. Yeah, yes.
Okay.
And I really, really like him. I
love Ron DeSantis.
I almost wish he would have been like, you know what, I'm going to wait till next time around. Like, I feel like that would have almost been
a little bit more dry.
I think he's a dry person anyway.
Dry person.
Yes.
I think he's known for being a little bit wooden.
Right.
I think that could be even some of his military background.
Nah.
No, just kidding. Because you're not like that.
Some of the funniest people I know are in uniform.
And we love Ron DeSantis.
Funniest person in the world's a drill sergeant, and they're also scary. They're just, you know, so, okay,
but
all
there
right.
There were a few things he said that were awesome.
Yes, and like one of my favorite parts, the way he like started off right from the beginning is we're sending Joe Biden back to his basement. Like, I thought that was like, what a way to kick it off,
line.
Buddy.
It's a great line. That was DeSantis. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he ended it that way, but he started like that first minute. He started it that way. Yeah.
So I agree with you. I think DeSantis kind of held his own, but he didn't like shine. He just kind of held his own. I thought Ramaswamy showed the world that he's the guy who can get on the stage. No one knows who he is, and he can hold his own with people who have done a lot more in politics than he ever has. I still get questions in my mind about whether he's good for governance, but he's definitely a sharp individual that I want to see go places. And then at the same time, I agree with you. My least favorite moments were the times when Asa Hutchinson was like, meh, why are you here? And then Chris Christie was just like the angry old man getting people off his grass. That's what it felt like.
And then and there was one other one that did not sit well with me.
Okay, so over here, and maybe this is something we should talk about when we come back from the break, is McQueen's just love for Mike Pence.
Oh, okay. we're gonna find all about the crush on Mike Pence as soon as we get back. All right, we're with Boomer and McQueen here in the Right Side Studios, getting the last of the debate insights for the day, and they got them. Apparently, they involve Mike Pence. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right Side Radio. I love that bump. Every once in a while, I gotta have that whole thing play out before I can jump in.
There's a few of them you have to let play out.
You just can't jump in too early on those. In fact, I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of ruffians out there that are like, don't say anything yet, Phil. Don't say it. Okay, but I'm going to say something now. We're back with Boomer and McQueen. All right, right before the break, did I hear that you have a crush on Mike Pence? Is that what I heard?
Y'all, this is going to get really taken out of context, and this is going to be like on social media. No, I like couldn't stand every time he came up to every time he said something.
Tell him why.
Okay, so you really don't like Mike Pence.
No.
Okay.
No, and maybe I'll change my mind.
Probably not. Let's see. You don't change your mind very often.
Why'd she cut her eyes at you like that? I don't. Okay.
I just don't like when people like just stab someone in the back, and I feel like the way he has dealt with all the Trump stuff after being, you know, his right-hand guy and right there, I mean, making all these accomplishments. And he brought so many of them up last night. I mean, he said so many times, well, in, you know, in me and Trump and I in our era and this and in our administration, like, let me tell you all about this good stuff. But, like, I'm not gonna stand for him. I'm not going to fight for him. Nope, if he does, I'm not going to pardon him. He'll probably pardon a bunch of criminals before him. That really does not sit well with me.
Okay.
Well, it showed as well, because he was one of the last ones that looked around a little before he put his hand up.
True. And then he said how many times his relationship with Christ and his relationship with Christ and Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I'm all about that. And I'm also not someone that's going to judge anybody, but then you have to walk the talk also.
Even though he talked about Jesus, you're still not going to like him.
Yep, because you can shove that down someone's throat as much as you want, but it's what it's walking it out. And I felt like so many things are very inconsistent, and I have a big problem. So I'm going to be observing. I'm going to be watching him like a hawk.
Okay, all right.
There you go.
All right, well, I'm not going to try and talk you off your opinions, all right? So you go ahead. All right, let me ask you this. Boom shakalaka. Since she's got the one that really rubbed her wrong, is there one that really, really rubbed you wrong? You mentioned Chris Christie a while ago.
Chris Christie. I don't know exactly what rubbed me wrong, other than he just stood out to me as being fake.
Okay.
That's just me. I mean, I know everybody has their own opinions. I just felt like he was fake trying to, I mean...
He was also booed more than anyone, and it was really funny.
I think they had to tell him to be quiet so they get through the debate.
I think he's the true never Trump candidate. I've even wondered if, I mean, nobody thinks he's going to wind up getting out. I think he wants to be attorney general. I don't think he wants to be president. Mm-hmm. I think he's basically, this is just me speculating, but I can't imagine why they would not want him out there just constantly swinging punches at Trump so they don't have to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, nobody wants to cut down Trump. Get Christie to do it.
Yeah, he'll do it gladly.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to preface this with this, taking any of our Republican candidates, I believe they're all strong in certain ways.
It's a good field.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great field. And it was nice to hear everybody's what they're standing for. And I am eager to see the next debate, because I believe there were some strategies involved in this debate that maybe some people were not speaking up when they could have.
Yeah.
And they're waiting to see what other people are saying and who's going to, you know. Obviously, there's strategies in everything, just like there are in sports. And I'm a sports guy, so I'm sure there was things going on.
Oh, sure.
There were, yeah. And there were people whose advisors gave them advice that I'm sure halfway through the night they're thinking that was bad advice.
Yeah. Or oops, I forgot about that advice.
Yeah, and you know, by the way, they're not allowed to come on stage with notes. And so they've all got something to write with. At one point, I saw Tim Scott was talking with a pen in his hand, mm-hmm. and who, by the way, Tim Scott, who I really really like.
Yeah.
Did not do anything to stand out. He didn't.
I kind of forgot he was there.
I know.
And I like him. I do.
And I like him a lot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but they're not allowed to bring notes on with them. So, you know, there's a lot of prep that goes in. And then if you'll notice, sometimes when they're coming out during introductions, you'll see them writing, because they're writing themselves all the notes. They don't want to forget to say certain things. Mm-hmm. Because the nightmare scenario is what happened during the presidential primary debate for the Republicans with, the governor of Texas, whose name I just forgot. Rick Perry.
Yes.
Rick Perry got up there and said, well, if I was elected president, there's three departments that I would get rid of. And he couldn't remember what they were. There was one of them. There's one of them. He's like, first one is this, second one is that, and the third one is, well, I'll get back to you. And there's people that say that moment unhinged his campaign. Because I really liked Rick Perry. I met him in person briefly when he was here in Alabama and you know, really liked who he was, his background, everything else. And then that one moment of you know, brain fart right there on the stage, just in a primary, sort of unhinged his campaign. So I don't know. All right, we got about 2.5 minutes left. So let me ask you this: in your mind, who was the winner, if there was one, last night? And in your mind, who was the loser last night? Oh, are you offering it to McQueen first?
Oh, man, I have a hard time picking a winner here.
Everybody gets a participation trophy.
Oh, man. I'm not going to say that. I just feel like there was definitely – who do I feel like made the most progress? I'm going to say that. I think Ramaswamy did.
Okay, so Ramaswamy showed up maybe more than some folks thought he would.
Yeah, so I would say, yeah. Uh-huh. So I guess I would probably say he was – yeah, I mean, I think he had, there was a few, you know, downfalls or things like little, you know, glitches, and that I think people still have questions. Like, I think you asked us the other week or last week about being young. Is that going to hurt him?
Yeah.
And there's probably some people that think that, but I think he was probably, I mean, I'm not like, he wasn't the no questions asked winner, but that's probably who I would
all
go
right,
with.
Who was a loser?
Oh, Pence or Christie, or I don't know. What's the Arkansas guy?
Ramaswamy.
Say, okay, let me say this real quick. If you can't even, if it's just the Arkansas guy, that means he didn't make enough of an impression to even remember his name.
Yeah. He was a sweet old general, you know, sweet old grandpa. But that's
all right, boom, you.
Ramaswamy, the winner. All right. More so because I think he's the one that stood out this time, and I think he came in wanting to stand out because he's the young buck.
He had to.
So I think that's what he came to do, and I think that's what he did.
Like, I think there's some people
now,
that...
Now, did he have some ups and downs on what he was talking about, and he showed his youth? Yeah. But, he's again, you learn from those things.
I said, real quick, music's playing. Who's the loser?
Oh, loser? There's a few in my eyes.
There's four.
But I would say either Christie or Pence, or I would say Haley.
Ooh.
Really?
I can see that, though.
Yeah. All right. I would say Haley, yeah.
That's Boomer and McQueen. They got their debate insights. We didn't even get y'all to ask me a question. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy my day. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll come back and take a whole bunch of text messages. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.